Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, is requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till you're home from the hospitals and back from over there. Greetings, guys and gals. This is Ken Carpenter ushering in another fracas known as Command Performance. The contenders in this 30-minute bout were set by those letters of yours, care of Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And your referee tonight, he's that popular, genial gent with the friendly, lilting voice, Master Dick Hames.
Thank you. Thank you kindly. Anyhow, right now I'd like to dig right into 32 bars of music beamed especially at the personnel of the 62nd Field Hospital in Salzburg, Austria. Ken, tell them who's collaborating with me on this deal.
Why, Richard, this Jive 5 needs no introduction. The way our listeners keep asking for them proves that they're familiar to everyone with an ear for music. It's the four hits and a miss.
Are you ready, kids? Sergeant Harry Hollinger, here comes Old Buttermilk Sky at you and your pals. You asked for it. Old Buttermilk Sky, I'm keeping my eye peeled on you. What's the good word tonight? Are you gonna be mellow tonight? Oh, Buttermilk Sky, can't you see my little donkey and me? We're as happy as a Christmas tree, heading for the one I love. I'm gonna pop her the question, that question. Do you, darling, do you do? It'll be easy, so easy, if I can only bank on you. Oh, Buttermilk Sky, I'm telling you why, now you know. Keep it in mind tonight. Keep a brushing them clouds from sight. Oh, Buttermilk Sky, don't you fail me when I'm needing you most. Hang a moon above her hitching post. Hitch me to the one I love. You can if you try. Don't tell me no lie. Will you be mellow and bright tonight, Buttermilk Sky?
I'm gonna pop her that question, do you, darling, do you do? It'll be easy, so easy, if I can only bank on you.
Oh, Buttermilk Sky, I'm telling you why, now you know. Keep it in mind tonight. Keep brushing them clouds from sight. Oh, Buttermilk Sky, don't you fail me when I'm needing you most. Hang the moon above her hitching post. Hitch me to the one I love.
You can if you try. Don't tell me no lie.
Will you be mellow and bright tonight, Buttermilk Sky? Thanks a lot, and don't run away, four hits and a miss. And now, gang.
Oh, I'm Dick. I'm awfully sorry it took so long, but I brought you that bottle of throat medicine.
Gee, thanks, Ken. My throat is pretty clogged up. Is that good stuff?
Well, the label says it's the best thing in the world for clogged pipes.
Oh, really? What's it called?
Drano.
Oh!
Oh, I'm only kidding, Dick. Here, just take a little of this stuff, and your troubles are over. I'll guarantee it. Here, I'll pour you out a tablespoon. Mm. Take a little.
Ooh, bitter.
Huh? Oh, no. Here, take another tablespoon.
Oh, that's awful.
Now, another tablespoonful. Just one more. Go on.
Now, wait.
Go on, take it.
Horrible.
Now, another table. No, wait, but I know what. You tilt your head back, and I'll pour it down your throat.
Oh, now, hold on. Hold on, Ken. Why do I have to take the medicine all at once?
Because I want to run back and get my nickel back on the bottle.
Ken, I'd cheerfully let you poison me some other time. Right now, I want to bring out another requestee. Fellas, you keep asking for this cutie pie, and I managed to bring her along. Come on out and satisfy that gleam in all these eyes, Helen Forrest. Hey.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. And this one's for Seaman First Class Al Winkler.
Oh, that's the sailor who wrote a letter saying he'd like to be alone on an island with you, wouldn't he?
Yes, but he wouldn't really like that.
Why not?
My conversation would bore him to tears.
Oh, sing, Helen. You better sing.
America, Babaloo, ay, ay, Babaloo, one favor you can do, ay, ay, you can do, you beautiful lands below, don't know what you began, to put it plainly, I'm tired of shaking to that Pan-American plan. Samba, ay, your rumba, ay, your conga, ay, ay, ay. I can't keep moving, ay, my chassis, ay, any longer, ay, ay, ay. Now maybe Latins, ay, and their middles, ay, are built stronger, ay, ay, ay. But all the shaking to the quaking and the shaking with the making leaves me aching. Holy. First you shake around and settle there, then you shake around and settle here, then you shake around and settle there. That's enough, take it back, my spine's out of whack. There's a strange click clack in the back of my sack, will ya? Take back your conga, I your samba, I your rumba, ay, ay, ay. Why can't you send us, ay, a less strenuous, ay, a number, ay, ay, ay. I've got more bumps now, ay, than more, drums are clopping like a drunken jack. I'm hopping without stopping. Holy South America, take it away.
Oh, mighty melodic music in Helen. And now let's have a change from the vocal type of rhythm to the instrumental. We've got a mighty fine recipe for some solid bounce here. When you take a piano and a bass and mix in some drums, what have you got? Well, something. When you add three certain XGIs, our visitors tonight, then you've really got something special. This version of Sunny Side of the Street will make you flap a happy ear. As soon as they tee off with a downbeat, the Saul Davis Trio. Thank you. That's swell, fellas. We'll want a second helping of that. Now, Helen the Forest, what's your encore?
September song.
Fine. Now, if the maestro's ready.
Dick, you know, a September song isn't really about September, yet it always makes me think of fall and of football.
Oh, funny, me too.
Dick, did you ever play football?
My favorite sport.
No kidding. What was your most exciting play?
Oh, that was in the Stanford game. The coach said, Hames, get out there. The team needs you. I jumped up, dashed down the sidelines, cut to the left, cut to the right, outstretched hands, tried to stop me, but I kept going. Then I had to go back.
Why? What happened?
Oh, some jerk dropped the ball in my bucket of water.
A tragic tale.
No kidding, I'd like to see next year's Rose Bowl game, but football tickets are so darn hard to get.
Oh, that's just propaganda, Dick.
It is, huh?
Well, sure. Last year I went to the bowl on New Year's Day, gave the man my $80, and he gave me a seat on the 50-yard line.
On the 50-yard line? Really?
Uh-huh. My seat was just 50 yards outside the stadium.
That's enough. Now, you better take a whack at that song. What do you say? All right. Well, let's go. Gang, the four hits and a miss were kind enough to work with me earlier in this inning. It's time they got to show what they can do without having Hames running interference on the melody. So?
Oh, Dick.
Well, what is it, Kensington?
Well, Dick, I just happened to think, why can't you and Helen Forrest and I start our own vocal group?
Oh.
Think it's a good idea? Why, we'd be a sensation, boy. We'd bowl them over.
Oh, no,
we'd kill them.
Just a second, Ken. Did you ever do any singing?
Richard, back home, my voice was famous.
Oh, it was.
Why, when I got into the tub and started singing, people for miles around would say, Ken's in the bathtub, it's spring again.
Have you ever sung with any famous people?
Listen, once I sang with Lawrence Tibbett, created quite an uproar in musical circles.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Almost threw me out of the balcony.
Oh, no, Ken. Have you ever really done any professional singing?
Well, only an opera, really.
Opera?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now, Ken, what part did you sing?
What part?
Uh-huh, what part?
Oh, why, I sang the part of the devil in Rigoletto.
Ken, the devil is in Faust.
Well, I sing like the devil in any opera.
Well, we'd better stick to the professionals, Ken. Here's Honolulu by the Four Hits and a Miss.
I'm on my merry way. I'm on a holiday. I'm on my way to Honolulu. The days just drift along. The nights are filled with song. I hope that I'm not wrong on Honolulu.
Once upon a time, our next guest was one of the listeners to Old Command Performance. Now he's been commanded to appear on it. Though he's a pretty young man, he's been in show business for years, going great guns in nightclubs and in the service show Wing Victory. And now carrying the comedy ball on the Dinah Shore program, fellas, meet Peter Lynn Hayes.
Thank you, Dick, for those kind words.
Well, how do you like being a civilian?
Oh, it's okay. Of course, I had a little trouble finding a hotel room. The one I got has hot and cold running.
Hot and cold running what?
I don't know, but I can hear them scampering all night. I thought I'd enjoy a little bit of luxury my first day out and have breakfast in bed.
Breakfast in bed? That's good.
Dick, have you ever tried sleeping on a loose omelet? Murder, but did I have one stroke of luck? My tailor delivered my wartime suit. That's with no pleats on the pants. My victory suit, that's no cuffs on the pants. Next week, I get my post-war suit.
And what's that?
No pants.
Oh, but you're really getting a firm grip on... You're really getting a firm grip on a radio career these days, Peter. What do you think is the most interesting thing about radio?
Well, if Michelle will give me a downbeat, I should like to tell you. Michelle?
The March of Time. Evening, the march of time brings its vast audience, a cavalcade of American singers. Down through the years, America's singers have captured the personality of the United States and given it to the rest of the world through the medium of America's popular songs. What could be more fitting than to start this potpourri of vocalizing with the original crooner and first lover of the microphone, Rudy Valoo? My time is your time, your time. Hi-ho, everybody, and I owe plenty. This is Rudy Valley and his Connecticut yokels. It's a great pleasure to appear on the Armed Forces Command Performance. My time is your
time. There's no time like now.
Thank you, Rudy. Next came the colorful personality of a man who played the accordion and called himself the street cleaner, Arthur Tracy. Do you remember?
Martha, rambling rose of the wild wood. Martha, with your fragrance divine.
Soon America settled its taste upon the greatest figure in modern show business. This man and his plaintive chanting have become an international institution in the world today. Need I say more? When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the old groaner, the old music hall. If my eyes don't deceive me, brother, very long, very long. Yes, indeed. Comes down an old radio playmate of mine. A fellow used to be on the air with me a good many years ago. A fellow by the name of Robin Burns. Robin?
Thank you, Bing. You know, Big, I certainly appreciate being on this here program with you. Well, I can remember when I first started out down at Van Buren at Grandpappy Snazzy's stable. He had a stable down there, and I was stable boy. You know, Bing, that's a tough job. If you don't watch your work, it sure piles up on you.
Thank you, Bing Crosby and Robert Burns. For many a long musical year, one particular dance band has remained consistently at the top of the list. Three brothers crept down from Canada some 13 years ago to capture the music-loving hearts of Americans with their danceable rhythms. This should take some of you right back to your pre-war prom days, Guy Lumbago and his Royal Canoodle.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never come to light? Hey, hey, old acquaintance be forgot to the tune of Auld Lang Syne, Syne, of the Charleston.
Newly arrived, but nevertheless making tremendous headway in the tumultuous world of music, is a handsome young baritone who appeals especially to the gals with his manful approach to a lyric. Incidentally, the only singer I know who has muscles on his vocal cords, Vaughn Moose Monroe.
Rising with the moon, high up in the midnight blue. And all too soon, my lover fades from view.
Comes now a young gentleman who garnered a tremendous reputation from a war-torn world, proving conclusively that even during times of misery and strife, America loves to sing and America loves her singers. Ladies and gentlemen, the voice, Frank Moonlight Sinatra.
Laura. Footsteps that you hear down the hall.
But what variety of vocals would be complete without a representative from that great blues singer? Here's a young lady that happens to be our very favorite for a long time now in the delineation of this particular type of song, the one and only Ethel Waters.
Someday we'll find the cabin in the sky, mister, 'cause I know we'll have a cabin in.
Oh,
That's really sock stuff, Peter. I know you'll be called back here for more.
I'm afraid you'll have to tie up tonight's package now, Dick.
Oh, so soon?
Mm-hmm. But how about doing it with a song? They've asked for your version of The Girl That I Marry.
No sooner asked than sung. Okay.
The girl that I marry will have to be as soft and as pink as a nursery. The girl I call my own will wear satins and laces and smell of cologne. Her nails will be polished, and in her hair she'll wear a gardenia, and I'll be there. I'll be sitting next to her, and she'll purr like a kitten. A doll I can carry, the girl that I marry must be.
And that does it for tonight. Thanks a lot for those letters asking us in, and those thanks come also from Ken Carpenter, the Four Hits and a Miss, Helen Forrest, the Saul Davis Trio, and Peter Lynn Hayes. Keep them letters coming in, will you, fellas? This is Dick Hames saying thanks again, and good night.